Good afternoon, everyone. This is Susan Dene, and you are listening to the Know Your Crazy Talk Show, where we are talking about emotional elevation in the raw. What is emotional elevation in the raw? It is simply the removal of the filters which have held so many of us from truly expressing how we really feel about living this life day to day. Whether it be finances, romances, professional, or even our health, we all have a little bit of crazy to dive in and get to know. As a certified high-performance coach to corporations and individuals, as well as a woman helping women recover from alcoholism and addiction for nearly 20 years, I not only will bring you my insight and experience, but that of experts and everyday individuals like yourself who have figured something out about this emotional elevation. Please join me one episode at a time as we find solutions together for our crazy. Remember, this journey of life is meant to be enjoyed, and you deserve that because you are worth it. Hey everyone, this is Susan Dene, and you are listening or watching the Know Your Crazy Talk Show. I am here with Dr. Pat, and I'm super excited to have her here because today we are talking about the insidious nature of doubt, how this infiltrates our life, where does that hold us back, what kind of consequences are we facing with doubt. And I just have to share with you, you know, right now, Dr. Pat, I'm like really excited. I feel kind of playful. Isn't that crazy?
I do too.
You know, I saw you dancing, and isn't that crazy how we're going to talk about something like doubt, but I feel really elevated right now. I just feel good, you know, and full confession, full transparency. You know, before we got on today, I was thumbing through my social media because I haven't looked at it for over a day. And I was going through it just to kind of get a feel for it. And I was looking at a few of my past shows, and this is so conditional, but I'm totally going to admit it. And I saw like way more views than I expected. And I had this like overwhelming feeling of confidence. And what a contrast compared to doubt.
Yeah.
You know, we look at things, I don't know. Sometimes it's just a boost, and that feels pretty damn good today. I don't know. Yeah. How about you?
So I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm expecting either William or Daniel to have a graphic for this by the end of the show. Daniel. Popular movie, right? Comes out. Dune. Benson. Frank Benson. One of the most popular lines almost in every movie. Outside of, you complete me, or what's the other one? Love is never having to say you're sorry. Okay, that one. Most popular one. Here it is. From the movie Dune, I'm expecting a graphic, Daniel. Make sure you get it done here today before the show. This is it. This is the absolute mystery, the absolute crazy, right? Here it is. I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. But here's what we're going to tell you right now. I must not doubt, because doubt is the dream killer. Doubt will kill your dream faster than salt and vinegar will kill your plant.
That's right. And isn't it amazing how, as at least I'll speak for myself, as I get older, how easily it is to forget to dream, to even not even dream, to almost feel as if it's something that is just not possible anymore. Who am I at this age to have a dream? Because I believe those doubts have piled up over the years, whether I'm even aware of them or not. They have piled up, and suddenly I find myself unhappy, discouraged, and wondering what's going on, and unable to dream.
Yeah. So what happens with the spiritual side of this that says what you can believe you can achieve? Look, you and I are talking about doubt is because we haven't gotten this far in our journey without a little of experience with it. Not because we're perfect in the mode, because maybe doubt is part of our crazy.
Oh, absolutely.
Is doubt part of your crazy?
Absolutely. And it's the crazy that I don't even realize is going on. In fact, I was having a conversation the other day with a fantastic woman, and we were talking about, I said to her, isn't it interesting how doubt kind of creeps in? Not even aware that it's vibrating along with me. It's just happening. And the example I was giving, real life example, I'm back in Nebraska helping family out. Usually this is a no-brainer. I drive so I can bring all my high maintenance gear with me, my special water, my food, I mean, whatever, my yoga mat. I'm a high maintenance traveler. Or I'm going to go for the fast route and I'm going to hop on the plane. So I'm crunching numbers and I'm doing my thing. And I had like this overwhelming inability to make a decision. It was weird. It felt like this is never this hard. Why am I hung up on the decision, which hotel I'm going to stay in? That never happens to me. You know, I'm between either this person's house, this hotel, or that hotel. And I had to hang on to that indecision for a couple of days. It was a feeling of doubt. Suddenly, I didn't feel confident about making a decision, even whether I was flying or driving or where I was staying. And I was kind of taken back. Like what the hell's going on? I've got this trip. It came up kind of out of nowhere. It doesn't matter. I've never been held back on that. I had to go a layer deeper to ask myself, what am I scared of? And here was the big question. Who am I afraid of disappointing?
Oh,
that got to the crux of us. How many of us withhold our confidence and our decisiveness based on other people in our lives?
Yeah.
Right.
And how easily will we be influenced? Just a couple words. Maybe not even a word, Susan. Maybe like somebody like Susan, like, oh, I think I'm going to fly. And you get this. What, mm-hmm. Susan? You got, right? How easy do we get influenced? And what happens when we're talking about being influenced, right? By like a word or a thing or a thought, it's totally the dream killer. Because what do you start to do, right, Susan? You're like in that moment and you're like, oh, dang, I must not be able to make this decision. I didn't think about that. My head's going. But you see, what I love about this is the coolest part to annihilate doubt is getting in touch with what's really in your heart. See, because your heart don't lie. Mm-hmm. Your heart may get scared. It may react to fear. But when it comes to doubt, your heart knows exactly what you want to do.
Yeah.
And you may decide not to do it anyway. But you're not going to be like, oh, man, you know, if I fly, I just heard the news. The gas prices are up on the airplanes by 60%. And wait a minute. No masks? Holy cow. Okay, what? Okay, I'm not going to fly. But that's not really the reason you're not going to fly, right? Because doubt has put some other seed in the bottom of your cup.
It's put a roadblock. It's put a roadblock.
18-wheeler in your way.
And then I think you're hitting it right on the head. The ability to pause and realize when we're being influenced. Nobody's asking us to be influenced. It's something that we pick up on our own, especially when it comes to the influence of other people's opinions or the influence of what's going on in society. You mentioned gas prices, right? That'll influence a decision. And we'll go away from the knowing within, the knowing that feels good, and then we will leverage that feeling in order to maybe make somebody else happier or align with somebody else's belief. But ultimately, whatever it is, when we go against the inside knowledge, the inside knowing, the inside confidence, it's because we get bothered and we're scared. We're scared of doing something wrong. We're scared of going in the wrong direction. And that is the dream killer. You know, for years, not jumping off and taking a risk was, you know, scared of financial insecurity, scared of letting down my family, scared of newness. I mean, how many people get scared of newness? You know, if I make that new decision, who am I going to be? Or how is that going to impact my life? And so instead of making the new decision and doing something different to have a new experience, I'm just going to sit down and I'm going to settle for mediocrity because, you know, that's safe. That's what feels safe anyways. That's what we think is safe, right?
Yeah. It's that short-term feeling that cuts us a break for the moment. It's that sigh of relief. I love that space you just described. You know what that is? That space you just described, it's this space that you get to have a moment of reprieve before the reality hits you that you've just made a decision you did not want to do. It's that moment of reprieve where you kind of feel, I don't have to carry the weight of that decision today. So you had that moment like, oh, that's off my plate. And then the reality hits you. What? See, what I love about this conversation is how insidious doubt is. You know, I've always been able to have a conversation with my fear because fear will show up like a big old ugly pimple in the middle of your head. That's how fear shows up for me, right? You know, and I don't mean it's like always the scary fear that, okay, you're afraid you're going to lose this or afraid you're going to do that. I was sick for 10 years. And if I didn't face my fear of dying during that period of time, and I had to make a choice, am I going to be agonizing over my fear? So I knew I could wrap my mind around it. It's like, holy crap, I'm afraid of this, right? And you get it. And you know, now there's some people, Susan, you know this. There's some people that are afraid and won't admit it, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, geez, I haven't looked at my bank account for a month, but I know why I'm not looking because I'm scared to death to look at my bank account, right? You know that. But doubt, that thing is like, you know what doubt's like? It's a slower poison. Mm-hmm. It's an insidious poison. It doesn't even feel like poison. It's like eating so much sugar because sugar tastes so good, but deep inside the insidious nature of that is really messing with your metabolism, right?
Mm-hmm.
But doubt, it's slow. It can be triggered, but it
doubt
will
is
stop
a
you.
It's a creeper.
A creeper. I love that.
Well, it's a creeper.
It's a creeper.
And the reason it's a creeper.
I've dated a few creepers. I'm just saying. So that just put like a real vis. That's like a visual for me.
Bring it
I
back.
I know you
bring
have
back.
Too. I know.
Bring it back.
Okay, I'm bringing it back.
Oh, I got a creeper. Okay, another show. But it's a creeper. So why do I say it's a creeper? So, you know, I love talking about some four key areas of our life. I mean, they're the same for me. I mean, it's financial, it's professional, it's health, and it's... Oh, hell, there's another one, spiritual, emotional. I mean, there's a few I could put in there. And
you forgot relationships.
That's the one.
That's the one. Isn't that obvious? All right. We just totally avoided the whole creeper relationship.
That creeper.
Okay. We're going to put that over there.
And it blocked me out. So, okay. So creeper relationships. That's right. So we've got our four areas of four key areas of life where doubt will show up. And the reason why it's a creeper is because I can have great satisfaction and confidence in the relationship with my children, but yet face doubt and indecision in my health. As I carry the confidence and the fantastic, you know, decisiveness nature in which I live with my daughters, that will carry me, and that may fulfill the majority of my hours, right? That feeling of confidence, that feeling of happiness, that just all of that great stuff. But in the meantime, I keep eating candy bars when I'm not supposed to. And this little thing of doubt, of this low self-esteem in this issue is just kind of floating over here. It's just floating over here. And then I've got all these other areas. Maybe I'm confident in my finances. Maybe I'm confident in my professional choices. Whatever, wherever that confidence is at, usually there's an area that's creeping around down there. And that's the piece that is insidious and will cause the indecisiveness and the low self-esteem that can become overwhelming and that dream killer that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It can become that dream killer. You know, something really interesting. So when we, I decided to do the show on doubt and we're talking about that, I thought, well, I'll go online and I'll do a little research and find out what comes up with doubt. Now, you know, this is Know You're Crazy, emotional recovery in the raw. So I'm just going to rip this Band-Aid off and I'm totally probably going to, you know, regret it later. Who knows?
Oh, okay. I'll make sure.
Regretting the
William
past
can
of
send
that.
Us to a quick break.
How many minutes? Okay. So, but what came up was, you know, OCD, the doubting. Oh, let me get it. I had it. Where'd it go? I didn't know this. It was a guy who wrote a blog and he says, did you know that OCD is considered the doubting disorder? And he kind of made light of it. Like if you're somebody who wants to play with words in this, you know, younger generation or whatever, he goes, do you know that's what it's being called? The doubting disorder. And that intrigued me. And I wanted to start reading through it. I mean, I know OCD. I'm going to talk about this casually, not in the whole mental illness category, even though that's what it's going to touch upon. Because how many friends of mine, even people under my roof that I live with, well, we say things like, oh, that person is just so OCD. Like it's just casually. And ultimately, there's an obsession of thought that is so intense that some people, we will just, I read this article and I had to look at myself and some of my own behaviors and consider myself, okay, where am I acting out obsessively in order to try to affect an outcome that's beyond my control? Because I have self-doubt. I don't have faith. I'm not practicing. And so I will obsessively try to do this thing over here over and over and over and over in an effort to control so that I don't have to actually force myself into faith and trusting that things will work out. And what's that all about? Doubt. It's doubt. You know, where am I going to go with this? What if I don't do this? Maybe I, you know, and I can talk about, you know, the OCD, like, you know, unplugging the toaster when you leave the house, but how many times you go back and back because you're doubting yourself. You're doubting yourself that you even remembered to unplug the toaster. And so now you're going back and forth with that toaster.
Oh my God. Linda went home. Linda had to go home the other day because she thought she left the stove on. And So that's so funny that you brought that up because you think she's going to go home. She's going to turn the stove off, but she ends up going home and not leaving the house again. And I'm like, okay, like, what is that? Well, I don't know if I want to go out now. Okay. So basically the mind. So I said to her, okay, did your mind make up the story that the stove was really on because you really didn't want to get out? But I love what you're talking about, you know, OCD and doubt, because it's a very interesting a conversation in the world of psychiatry. And there are, like you said, there are multiple schools of thought on it, right? Mm-hmm. And I know one psychiatrist talks about doubt as a behavioral issue, not a mental one. And that's fascinating. But what if this, Susan? So I'm going to follow this line of thinking. I just want to throw a question out there. What if the antidote, what if the magic serum for doubt was trust, right? So what if this idea that they're talking about, this behavioral part of this, what if people that have, and so just going to say to everybody now, I'm going to make a question statement and we'll talk about the science behind it. But what if in effect, people that their minds race so quickly, your mind, my mind, maybe somebody's got OCD, maybe not, who knows? Mm-hmm. Maybe if the mind moves so quickly that we have conditioned ourselves to hold on to an old way to solve problems, right? Which is thinking. And the new way is intuition. Because see, a racing mind can get a solution from intuition that it cannot get from cognitive analysis and thinking. Just a thought. What do you think?
Racing mine. Oh, we got Jude calling from Chicago with a question. Just a second, Jude. So I want you to say that one more time for a racing mind.
Racing mind. So we're talking about this new now. OCD is just one thing, but it really talks about a behavioral thing. So they want to take it away from decision making and they want to say, no, it's a behavioral trait. So it's what's happening is it's just lack of confidence in one's own memory, attention, perception necessary. You see that? See, this is like crazy to me. Okay, this is Know You're Crazy, the show. So what they're saying, it's lack of confidence. See, I could deal with that. If it's lack of confidence, then how would you build confidence? What if you, instead of your mind racing and we're using an archaic process called cognitive thinking, as opposed to the other 90% of the brain that we are not using, maybe intuition. What if our intuition could give us an answer for every question we get every second of every minute?
It's not what if, it's that it does.
Thank you.
So what if we become open to it? Now we've got a caller. I'm kind of excited. All right. I think it's Jude from Chicago, if I understood correctly, if I read that quickly.
Yeah.
Yes, we have Jude from Chicago calling in for you ladies.
Great.
You can... Go ahead, Jude. The ladies are ready to talk to you.
Hey, Jude. Welcome to the show. You're live.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show. No, you're crazy. Susan's show.
Sure. Hey, thanks. Hey, Dr. Pat.
Hey.
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. hi.
How can we help you today?
I really resonate with your topic today because I'm very confident of my ability, and I know that I can bring great I have a lot to give with my gifts and service.
Yeah.
I'm a medical intuitive. I'm an energy healer. I'm a nurse. But I guess I'm stuck as to where I should start.
Yes. That is the beginning of understanding the first sign of doubt.
And I studied medical intuition with some of a lot of
So let's get you going. Susan's going to jump in on this because her show is called Know You're Crazy. So we know a little bit about this, but doubt is like this insidious thing. And I'm going to say this.
I mean, my teachers have been amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I bet you had the best teachers, right? I bet you're a great student, right?
I am.
Yeah. You're like totally credentialed, right?
Yeah.
Right? You're like me, who went to school for like 10 years for a doctorate, then another 14 years before that, then graduated and
absolutely
was clueless. Yeah. Clueless about what to do with my life.
I totally am. I totally clueless. Can teach classes and I can impart so many.
Okay. So we're going to help you with this today because here's what I want to say to you. The first thing you have to do is do this. Okay. Work with me on this for a minute. And then Susan's going to jump in.
Absolutely.
Here, work with me. Here we go. Ready? When I graduated, I didn't even know that I didn't even know until I was given a paper and they said, Dr. Basile, come up here. I'm looking around the room and I'm like, is my uncle here? Okay. Doubt is so insidious that it will have us try to justify our credentials when you don't need to. See, you are all those things. You're all of that. Susan is all what Susan is. She has a fantastic brand. She's a certified high performance coach. Mm-hmm. So you would think that the three of us ladies sitting here, right? We would mm-hmm. be free of doubt. Yeah. We're not, because the bigger you go and the more your dream is, the greater mm-hmm. the seed of doubt will try to stop you. Right? So now listen to Susan.
All right, Jude, I'm going to go right into action with you. Do you have a pen and paper there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me, in this journey that you're on, one of the ideas.
Okay.
Give me one of your ideas. Because
okay, baby.
I'm confident that in this journey of yours and the energy that you've put into the action piece of this and the education and the certification, all of that, I'm confident that you've had ideas about where to start. Can you tell me one of those ideas that you've had? Did you think I should get a website? Did you mm-hmm. think I should make a call to somebody that I know?
Just give us one idea.
Just give me one thing that you thought about doing.
Yeah. There's no right or wrong answer.
Help people heal themselves with my...
Right.
So that's a knowing. You know exactly what you're capable of. You know you can heal them. And so the next...
I would have a website. I would have a website. I could have a podcast.
Now we got it.
Helping to heal yourself.
There you go. Okay, I'm just going to jump in with you. You got that pen and paper?
You're writing this down, Jude?
So, Jude, here's what I want you to do.
Yeah, Jude can go back and listen later. Just let's give her some instruction
I'm going to do it. Right, I'm going to do it right now, Dr. Pat. All right, Jude, I want you to write down those two ideas. Yep. I want you to write down those two ideas that you have.
I will. Yep.
And then what I want you to do, and I can't do it right now. You got to do it when you get off the air with us. But what I want you to do is I want you to look at those two ideas. And there's a couple questions I want you to ask yourself. Okay. The first question I want you to ask yourself is, why am I not taking advantage of that idea? And just ponder it. And you're going to get to the root of the doubt. Because, see, you're having intuitive ideas about where to go next. The doubt is stopping you from actually taking action. So you're going to write those down. You're going to look at them. You're going to understand where's the doubt out, doubt at. And then you're going to give that up and you're going to say, all right, how do I make this happen? And I guarantee you more ideas will flow and you write them down. You might have to pray about some courage.
Okay.
But they will start to come to you. Okay.
She should also not be surprised if more ideas come, right?
That's what I mean.
Oh,
she'll start unblocking.
All right.
Yeah,
let's go to break. When we come back, we got Tanya waiting to talk.
Hi, everyone. This is Susan Denae and Dr. Pat on the Know Your Crazy Talk Show, where we are talking about the insidious nature of doubt. We went to a brief break. We have a caller calling in that we're going to take. I think they're just going to message us her question. In the meantime, however, I was thinking about, we were talking about the mind racing, but being able to listen to the intuitive nature of our thoughts versus the cognitive old way. Did I get that right, Dr. Pat?
Yeah. I mean, think about it, Susan. You know, you and I are a perfect representation of people that have had our good share of doubt in our lives. But when people look at us, they wouldn't think that, right? People that look at me and, you know, I talk about some of my own challenges, people think, no, not you. Look, if you can cultivate a robust amount of faith and trust and belief, there isn't any amount of doubt that can overturn that. See, and that's what I've had to cultivate. But I'm not absent from having moments of doubt that will just creep in, and they creep in, you know, they creep in like those little ants, right? Yeah. You get those little ants in the summer and they send about two or three of them and they scout out the place, right? And yep. they come in and you're like, oh, I got a little ant. No, they are the scouts. They're scouting out. If they feel like it's safe to come in, like doubt, doubt will start to creep in. If it feels like, oh, I got her attention now, then the army comes. It's like an entire pathway. And what will happen sometimes is even we'll start to doubt things that we have no reason to doubt. Our spouses, our children, whatever it is, our life path. It does ourselves, right? You know, the color of our hair, the scarf that you decide to wear that's causing me fits during the show. But here's the point. There is a solution. And the work that you do with people, Susan, gets them to the solution.
I will tell you, one of the favorite things I love to do with someone I'm working with is when they're consumed in one of those areas of their life that's not going the way they want it to go. You know, there's usually one that's elevated over the others. And when they're really consumed with that, what I really love is reminding them of how fantastic they truly are. Because when we get in that spot of self-doubt and we're thinking that there's no way we're going to get through this, or we're thinking, you know, we're going to let so many people down, we forget so quickly of all the amazing things that we're doing, you know, the kindness that we've offered throughout the day. Or one of the women is a fantastic entrepreneur, but when she gets in her area of hardship, she forgets all of that. You know, the decisiveness with her business, the customers that continue to come back to her, and all the strategy and confidence that's required in order to do that. And then what will happen is this one area of fear or doubt will get really big, and we start to give our whole selves to it. And forget all these other wonderful things that we're doing, you know. And the what popped in my head just now was just that monster of comparison with others and what we think others have that we want. I just got off the phone with a woman today who was sharing her experience and her struggle with her weight and her health. And as she was talking about it, we were also talking about OCD of all things. We were talking about that ironically. And just how easy it is to get overwhelmed by the feeling, I'm never going to get out of this. This is going to take too long. And we both kind of chuckled because, you know, anytime we get into any type of weight loss, I mean, whatever, it goes on in a day, but it takes 20 to come off. It's just, and so there's this feeling of trudging and trying to get through it and all the doubt that is there to get to the other side. And so I think, you know, so the eradicating of the uncertainty in our minds, because I like going back to that intuitive knowing. I like going back to that a little bit and how eradicating the thought patterns that are dismantling us. And so how often have you heard it? It doesn't matter what your beliefs are. It doesn't matter. I mean, you could take anybody who doesn't even have a spiritual practice, but you've heard them say, one day I just knew it. I knew it. I had a knowing. Or they'll say, when I left that relationship, I knew way before that. And I just stayed for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You know this? Yeah. Or I suddenly thought of somebody and then they called me.
Yeah.
And so that is the intuitiveness, but so often we have buried that or we don't. And you said the word earlier on the show, we do not trust it.
Yeah.
We do not trust it, but everybody has experienced that, but we don't want to talk about that because that's too woo-woo.
Well, I mean, let's just follow up here for a minute because Tanya we've got some people on Facebook and I want to get to Tanya's question. Tanya, thank you for going to Facebook. And you know, what she's saying here, and also Lynn has also, you know, made a couple of comments. Lynn, we're going to get to you in a minute, right? But here's the thing that I know. And can I say this, Susan? Okay. You and I are talking about doubt because we're doing a show.
Yep.
But you and I talk a lot.
Yep.
Rarely do we talk about our doubt.
Yep.
It'll come up and then we go to solution because doubt is so insidious. Yep. It wants to hog the whole conversation.
Yep.
Now, I think Tanya's here, right? William, we have Tanya now.
Yes, we do have Tanya available. Hello,
yay.
Tanya. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Perfect.
We did
good.
It,
Tanya.
All right. Tell us how we can help you here.
So basically, I was loving this topic. It's spot on with where I'm at in my life right now. And, you know, I personally took a huge leap of faith and trusted my intuition and my guides and, you know, left my corporate job and just dove straight into my empowerment coaching practice. For me, you know, the doubts come in still here and there when things maybe aren't moving as quickly as I think they should, or things aren't looking the way I think they should. So I'll meditate on it a lot and feel and trust my intuition so deeply that I love when you had talked about that, Pat, that is what I basically use as my guide every day. But my thing is, and Susan, you might laugh at this, but this is seriously my thing. When I say laugh, because you know, what if the people around you, like your family and my husband, for example, they start to think you're crazy? Because I'm going around saying, I feel guided. I feel this intuition. You know, I asked for a sign. I got it. And I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay.
But the people around me are like, are you nuts?
Okay,
like,
good.
They're starting to think I'm crazy when I'm like, I got a sign. I got a
all
sign.
Right. Okay. Well, okay. I'm going to jump in. Then Susan's going to jump
in. Go ahead.
Okay. I got to tell you this. When you make decisions like you've made, like Susan made, like I made, seriously, you have to use this. Catherine Ponder, fabulous books, Dynamic Laws of Prosperity. When you go on this path, right? You have to use discernment. I got to tell you, when I first got sober and I popped out and I was like all over this, I was like, hey, let me tell you about this. You guys, you should really go do the first step. Let me just say, read the book. I mean, oh my God. And so I had one of my mentors stop me and say, stop. When you have an idea, or you're on a pathway, do not dilute it. So we have to use discernment with the people that we're sharing it with. Because, yes, yeah, people would think you have lost it. And yet, you know, in a sense, maybe we have a little bit. I just want to say, because I don't think, if I didn't lose a little bit, I wouldn't have gained my life where it is today.
Yeah.
But rule number one is discernment. Find people you can call and say, hey, I got a great intuitive hit. Okay, right? I have one person I could say, you know what? I think I just channeled Elvis today. And here's what he told me to do.
Yeah, yeah, that's very true. The other thing that came to mind, or there were two things that came to mind for me. One of the subjects I love talking about is protect your peace. And so when Pat says, you know, use discernment, my filter loves to say, which simply means we don't talk about it. We don't talk about it to those who can't receive it. And sometimes the unfortunate part, right, about diving into our dreams, right? The unfortunate part, if there is such an unfortunate part, but here's the thing, not everybody's going to understand that because it's not their energy to understand. Right. It's only ours. And so when Pat, you're talking about, you know, you got to find your tribe and who's going to understand and appreciate that.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of things for me personally that I'll experience that I really don't talk about much, or I'll call the folks who I can actually talk to about that. But I know specifically who I can call who's going to understand it, or understand what it's like when you're trying to build this dream and all these different things. And the family's just kind of like, what, or how much is that going to cost? And what are you doing again? And did you ever do anything with this on the other side? And are you sure? And then I get all weird and, well, how much do I need to disclose? And then I start getting agitated, which can really ruin the whole energy, right? And so protecting the pieces, I'm pretty much protecting my dream, if I want to label that at that point. And I'm going to protect my dream, and I'm just going to hold it close to the heart. And I'm going to find my tribe and really find my cheerleaders who, and it's not that my family doesn't want to cheerlead me. They're actually very supportive. And I know yours is also very supportive and in the hoops,
right,
but we know how scary it is to have a dream. We know how scary it is to be outside the box, and we're crazy a little bit. So we go, and with our family, you know, they're not on that same level. They have different beliefs. They have different mindsets. They're doing what they do because that's what they enjoy doing. So to understand, you know, the somewhat dream insanity of this, not very many people are going to be able to do that until we find our tribe. And then that tribe is going to absolutely support and love that. And here's the other thing. Here's the second thought I had on that. So if I'm going to go in, I just had this conversation with someone close to me the other day. Her son's struggling with addiction and he's doing a lot of talking to her. And I said, here's the deal. Empathy and understanding. Okay, if somebody's really sad and really hurting and I want to empathize with them, I can meet them on the same level. But if I'm expecting that they're struggling a little bit, so let's just say this is family struggling with the dream, not seeing the vision, blah, 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 right? And it feels negative to you. To them, it's concerning. To you, it might feel a little negative. Your energy, as much as you might be able to empathize with them, your energy has to be held high. It has to be completely elevated before you engage in that conversation. Because you hold that special space of excitement, of joy, and trust. And you might just be holding it for you, but if you hold that space, this person who's kind of struggling a little bit, they're going to obviously start to vibrate right up with you at some point, right? And, you know, here's the deal. You know, when you jump out like you have and done the amazing work that you're doing, which I see you doing, Tanya, when you jump out and you do those things, it's on faith. It's a creativity. It's a drive that you have. Some of the people in our lives need the more tangible results to see that it's working. And that's a coming. Yeah. That's a coming, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Look.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Well, thank you.
You know in your heart, that's what you have to protect. Yeah. It's like Susan says, when Susan says protect your peace, of course, your external environment. But you've got to protect your peace that's in your heart and in your soul.
That's what I mean.
See, that's what she's talking about. Yes, you have to protect your peace around your house and your family. But this thing that's in your heart and your soul, you have to protect it. You have to nurture it. You have to feed it. You have to water it. And the only way to do that is you've got to hang out. I'm telling you, Oprah said this. We talked about it today on our show. You've got to find people to hang out with. Susan belongs to a group. She belongs to a mastermind group. She belongs to coaching groups. We all have to do that because we're going to have some things that we're going to do in life and other people are going to think we've lost it. Look, I'm not kidding when I say to you, both of us, we've gone to school. We've taken classes. We've been certified. We've done so many things that right. we've done, but we haven't gotten a traditional job. And I want to tell you something. If you go to school like I did for as many years as I did, and you're in a relationship with somebody, and you come home with $100,000 worth of school bills, and you come home and say, I can't take that big fat paycheck job at Land O'Lakes. And they look at you and you say, what are you going to do? I'm going to do crust busting. And you know what? I'm going to pay thousands of dollars to be on this radio show. And I'm going to have a show called Crust Busting. Don't think for a minute they're not thinking, oh, okay, right? But you have to be so strong in yourself that it doesn't matter. I'm telling you, my friends thought, if she shows up for coffee one more Wednesday with this crust busting and this talk show that we believe is not going to go anywhere. And by the way, this was 20 years ago, just saying, we believe is not going to go anywhere. And if she asks us about to take the freaking crust busting workshop, we're not going to tell her where coffee is next week. So you just have to build that strength that when people are so sick of you hearing it, you don't care.
Oh, but and you know now, what?
You're not quite there yet.
You know what? Actually, she's very damn close. I know, Tanya. She's a fighter. She's got some good stuff going on. And I'm so glad she called in because that is the real life stuff. But Pat, you also said, so thank you, Tanya, for calling in. I'm so glad you did.
Yeah, thank you. I got to tell you, with you calling in, I can't tell you how many other thousands of people right now are thinking this. So you are helping a whole wide world of people out there, Tanya. Thank you.
With the family. Yeah. And so you said there was a Lynn or something, Pat, on Facebook?
Yes. Let's go to Facebook because Lynn is... Hi, Lynn. Thank you. Oh, my. I'm in such a crossroads in my life right now, and I haven't a clue what to do. Totally get it. I'm a personal support worker in Ontario, which is the equivalent to a nurse's aide. I work in home care. I've done so since 1998. I'm also a bit of a spontaneous medical intuitive and highly intuitive and read energy. I've wanted to fine tune and learn how to harness these abilities for ages, but I've also been on unpaid leave of absence for my medical choices this past almost 5 months. savings is gone and I haven't have a clue what to do. Boy, I feel you, sister.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you. You know, first of all, our prayers go out to you, right? That's a tough place, Susan. Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to jump in, Pat. I know we're coming to the end of the show, but it's Lynn, right?
Lynn.
Lynn, this may be the exact opposite of how you're feeling, but I'm going to say, get fired up, girl. Get fired up, because everything that you've got within you, everything that you're putting down there is a person of who fights, who wants to do the next best thing. You got to get fired up. And when you get fired up and you push that doubt out of the way and you say, absolutely, under no conditions am I going to be held back by anything, the intuitiveness will come for you. And the first thing that popped in my head when I was listening to that is, when it comes to getting educated, the internet is a wonderful tool. And there are so many resources out there. And that may be, that may feel like, oh, but that's such a slow process. But you got to get fired up. You got to get pumped up in order to jump in there and to do all those wonderful things that you're capable of, and not allow the circumstances to hold you down. Because the circumstances will cause us, if we're staring at doubt, which can be circumstances that we would prefer not to have, you're always going to have circumstances that are going to seem like they're in front of you. You got to get fired up. And this may seem really cheesy. I know we're about ready to close up, but you know what I'll do? I'll hop. This is just me. Okay. This is me. I'll hop in my car. I'll blast some AC/DC and I will get pumped up and I will just do what I got to do to get the mindset going to bring back that confidence. And so, Lynn, remember where your confidence is. Make a list of how awesome you are, and that will absolutely feed the energy. But now we're coming into an end to the show, Pat. It's been super fun. I'm so glad that you are on with me today. I love it when we have a show together. It's an absolute joy and it's a fantastic feeling. I just love it. So for those of you who have also joined us, thank you for being here. Thank you for calling in, Jude and Tanya. And thank you, Lynn, for the Facebook. I look forward to next week. Having said that, you can get a hold of me at susandanae.com. My email's on there. Feel free to reach out to me. You can also check out the social media sites if you'd like. Susan Denae, and Denae is spelled D-E-N-E-E. On Instagram, Susan_Denae, and on Facebook, Susan Denae. Be more than happy to shoot some messages back and forth with you, or even connect if you're looking for any coaching. That would be cool. Got anything, Pat?
Yeah, I'm just saying, don't take up skydiving if you doubt things.
That's right.
That's from experience. Susan, what a great show. Thank you so much. You're amazing. Really. Thank you so much. I don't think it's a coincidence that we're talking about this topic today. Thank you, William. Yeah. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you. Great show, Susan, as always.
You have been listening to Know You're Crazy.
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 And my name is Susan Denae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating your crazy one episode at a time. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. To connect with me or Growth Spurt Your Life, please visit SusanDenae.com. That's Susan Denae, D-E-N-E-E.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.